The chef at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens, David Miller, is committed to bringing healthier options to the variety of food operations at the zoo, including the concession stands and catering. In conjunction with green bean delivery, the zoo produces much of its own produce at a farm in Warren County. And he's with Thane Maynard to talk about the changes he's making and moving from the world of fine dining to a large-scale kitchen at the zoo.
Chef David Miller, it's fun to see you here at the studio, not just at the zoo.
I know. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, you came to Cincinnati Zoo with a company, SSA, that does our catering and food service.
I did.
But prior to that, you were the chef at the Nashville Zoo.
Correct.
That's right. So Ricky Schwartz threw you out and you came up to work with me.
Yeah, he did. He did. He was kind of sad. So I just leave it at
that,
I suppose.
He's a great guy. Yeah. He's done a lot with that zoo, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And of course, we've done a lot with zoo food. It's better than it was in the past. Folks might remember it was sort of, what you'd imagine at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Deep fryer, that kind of thing. But while we have some of that, we also have a lot more selection and have worked really hard, you and your team at SSA, to help make us the greenest restaurant at any zoo anywhere. Tell a bit about what that means to be sort of a green or sustainable restaurant.
Sure. So my background in fine dining before I came to the zoo world, practiced a lot of this. And I was floored and excited when I saw it in the zoo. And what it means for us is we have an aquaponics-based setup, and we get to use the freshest, most unique, flavorful herbs that I can get out of this awesome setup. I saw it once in fine dining, and I went to work there because of it at the White Hart Inn, and it was a great experience. And when I left there, I didn't think I would have that opportunity again in my career. It's kind of a chef's dream in a lot of ways, you know, between the farm and the aquaponics facility. And lo and behold, we have it here at the zoo.
Yeah.
So it's just killing.
Tell what aquaponics really is.
Sure. So we have, basically we're using the fish to fertilize our beds. So everything floats. It's not on dirt. It's the cleanest stuff you can get. And in a lot of ways, it's the most unique. From heirloom seeds to organic product to just fresh local herbs. I mean, it's, when I say local, too, a lot of people say local, but it's literally 30 feet from the restaurant. So it's about as local as you can get.
Absolutely. And, of course, we know how to take care of fish at the zoo, and we have a botanical garden, so it all fits all the way around. It's part of our big green initiative. Over the last 8 years, we've become recognized worldwide as the greenest zoo in America, which is pretty cool. Now, you mentioned the farm. And, of course, recently you've done farm to table or farm to zoo, which is a fun event we have a couple times a year. So tell a bit about how the farm fits in this equation.
Sure. So it's a huge farm, 450-ish acres, and we use it a lot in the produce side. We have a great partnership with Green Bean, and they man it, take care of it. What's unique on my end is I can sit back and talk and plan out a season in the farm. So I'm going to build a menu around what's seasonal, fresh, and available. We can go down to the farm. We can see, not only see it grown from start to finish, but we can be a part of it. And to me, that's killer. And the beauty of organics in a lot of ways is the flaws in organics. And what I mean by that is I remember when I did it before, I had a tomato blight and I couldn't get any local tomatoes. So we focused the energy and flavors on other things that made the food more unique. And when you get arugula in with little tiny aphid holes in it, to me, I think it's even better. You know, it's not hothoused in a garden for 4 weeks and then shipped across country. To me, I think it's just killer. So.
Yeah, I know there's been a big learning curve out at our farm, the one you mentioned out in Warren County, because it's one thing to say, gosh, let's grow organically in our backyard and a little raised garden, like we've done at our house. That's very doable. Grow a little kale, grow a little tomatoes. To say, let's do that in 50-acre plots and change that soil from two generations of high both fertilizer and, of course, pesticide base to a system that's much more naturally based, much more compost, much richer soil. It's a task and a half, but a really interesting learning curve, a learning journey with our pals at Green Bean Delivery. And there's a fun side to that, too, David, which you know is some of that produce you use in catering at the zoo, some of that food selectively will even go to our animals, you know, the pumpkins. It's, if you want to grow some pumpkins, you can grow a lot on 50 acres, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of it also goes to programs right in Avondale around nutrition and trying to provide whole food, fresh food for folks that might not have had that experience. And we do that with our great colleagues at Gabriel's Place, the former Episcopal Church there on Reading Road in Avondale. And what a neat thing to see that, where they'll on Tuesday nights have dinners, a couple times a week have a farmer's market, have cooking lessons, where grandparents are teaching young people how to cook from fresh food. You know, America's a place where almost everybody goes out all the time, so there's not as many cooks as there used to be.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot less cooking and a lot more eating, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, prepared food, processed food.
Yeah.
So tell a bit of how you've even changed, not just for catering, say when a group comes and has a fancy event at the zoo or a business meeting, but even when people just visit on a Tuesday afternoon, what you've done with some of the food in the zoo's restaurant.
Sure. You know, traditionally, of course, you see popcorn and cotton candy, mm-hmm. soda. Our focus has been to get away from that. I'll tell you a unique stat about the company that I work for, Services and Associates, in our partnership with the Cincinnati Zoo. We serve more families than any other company out there. I mean, zoo-wide. And our focus and our drive has been to make the best, healthiest kids alternatives, mm-hmm. food-wise, that we can, that's out there in the industry. And they really have done a great job in that focus. So instead of coming in and getting a corn dog, I have other options, healthier options, quite frankly, more flavorful options for the kids. So from the parents getting, I have kefir, lime, gazpacho, and fresh hummus on one stand, or I had a really cool juice bar that was fresh juice. So you'd walk up, pick your fruit out whole, and run it through a centrifuge juicer, and it comes out the other end fresh juice. And then we built with turmeric molds in Switzerland these stainless steel molds and dipped them in liquid nitrogen, and you can go from start to finish in 60 seconds and have this fresh popsicle. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of concepts in the zoo world that are just a lot of fun to work with. That's part of the reason that the job is so fun for us as chefs, mm-hmm. in this industry, is it's just not catering or food or anything, you know, genre specific. It's really the gamut. You know, we do quite a bit in attendance, and specifically, I mean, there's a ton of food for everybody. That's just not cotton candy, popcorn, and hot dogs, mm-hmm. you know, but we do those well. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our zoo, of course, now has 1.5 million visitors a year, and you're feeding all of them.
Yeah.
So, but back to this kids meal you mentioned, okay, mm-hmm. rather than say whatever the tradition might have been, which is just probably, you know, as you said, a hot dog or a corn dog and a bag of chips, mm-hmm. what would you have in a kids meal today as an option they might choose?
All right. So we're going to have fresh turkey or fresh chicken, and I'm going to slice it and brine it, and I'm going to make a slider out of it. We have a great partnership with some bread companies, and they make a good brioche roll. We put it on there, so there's a healthy alternative for that. We work with a farm to do our grapes, and we put them in little bags, so the kids get grapes, carrots. Last year, I worked with Tennessee Real Milk, which literally have 40 cows. So it's as local and sustainable as they can get, and they made us half pints of milk. And they were as fresh as I could get, and they were fantastic. So we have water, milk. I think what people tend to not see in the kids' meals is the soda. Mm-hmm. And that's the worst part of the whole meal. So one of the big focuses for us is just to try to move different options out there. And, of course, you're gonna sell soda. But to me, having the options is a big deal. You know, the chicken's just an example. There's quite a bit more in the kids' program that aren't your typical peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know.
And anybody listening saying, man, that sounds like pretty good food for the zoo, come on down. We're down at the zoo every single day. You can come and eat. David will cook you some food.
I certainly will.
All right. David, thanks.
Thank you, Fan.
My guest has been David Miller, head chef at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Thane Maynard.
Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our program are available at WVXU.org. Today's program was produced by Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Rick Andres. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next on 91.7 WVXU.